Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Costly Obedience, What We Can Learn from the Celibate Gay Christian Community by Mark Yarhaus and Olya Zaporozhets. Narrated by Adam Werner. Foreword. In the summer of 2018, a group of some 400 Christians gathered in St. Louis, Missouri, for the first annual Revoice Conference. On the surface, nothing about Revoice appeared atypical for an event of its kind. A praise band led attendees in singing the latest Christian worship hits. Volunteers dressed in identical t-shirts passed out welcome packets that included a list of breakout sessions and a souvenir handheld fan. It was July in St. Louis, after all. Caterers dished out food at lunchtime to a line that snaked around the perimeter of the basement in the stately old Presbyterian church where the conference was held. In short, to anyone familiar with Christian gatherings, nothing would have seemed noteworthy about Revoice. This apparent normalcy, though, belied the historic significance of the conference. According to its website, Revoice wanted to support, encourage, and empower gay, lesbian, same-sex attracted, and other LGBT Christians so they can flourish while observing the historic Christian doctrine of marriage and sexuality. For the first time ever, there was now an evangelical Christian organization publicly acknowledging the existence of people who identify as lesbian, gay, or persistently same-sex attracted, who nonetheless pledge to live in accord with biblical teaching that sexual intimacy is to be kept within the marriage of a man and a woman. And if the enthusiasm of the attendees was any indication, it had been a long time in coming. The book you are listening to, a milestone in evangelical Christian publishing, I believe, is intended to introduce you to these gay and lesbian Christians who have committed themselves to biblical faithfulness and help you better understand their unique set of challenges. And perhaps more importantly, it aims to help their straight counterparts discern and appreciate the gift of their costly witness and the potential it has to bring revival to our churches. Only a few years ago, a book like this wouldn't have been imaginable. Prior to the early 2000s, most Christians who adhere to traditional biblical interpretation and ethics would have argued that being gay and celibate wasn't an option for faithful Christians. The most prominent ministry to LGBT people in the evangelical world boldly proclaimed, "Change is possible," implying that same-sex desire could and should be left behind through healing prayer, rigorous accountability, and extensive counseling. But something started to shift as numerous leaders of ex-gay ministries began admitting that their promises of change had led to false hope. In 2012, just before the president of the largest Christian organization promoting freedom from homosexuality decided to shut down its ministry, he offered a confession of sorts. "The majority of lesbian and gay people that I have met, and I would say the majority, meaning 99.9% of them, have not experienced a change in their orientation." It was time, in other words, to face the fact that some Christians would experience more or less exclusive same-sex attraction for the duration of their lives.